This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Winter Olympic opening ceremonies kick off this afternoon in Milan, but some of the competition's already underway. I'm Bill Scott with sports. U.S. women's hockey team opened preliminary round action with a 5-1 victory over Czechia yesterday. Former Badger and captain Hillary Knight scoring one of 3 second period goals in the win. NHL players back at the games on the men's side as the league is officially on pause after action last night. U.S. men are seeking their first medal since 2010 and their first gold since the Miracle on Ice back in 1980. Bucks shoot for their third straight win tonight, playing host to the Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Despite rumors of a deal, Giannis Antetokounmpo not traded. He'll finish the season as a Buck. Bucks did pull off one deal before the 2 p.m. deadline, acquiring forward Ousmane Dieng in a three-team trade with the Suns and the Bulls. The Bucks sending guard Cole Anthony and Amir Coffey to Phoenix. Women's Horizon League basketball yesterday, Green Bay improved to a perfect 14-0 in league play, 61-58 winners over Robert Morris. Youngstown State beat Milwaukee 79-48. One more day of preparations for Super Bowl 60 between the Patriots and Seahawks. New England coach Mike Vrabel said handling Seattle's front four as they use stunts to rush the quarterback will be a big factor.
They are really good at it. That's the strength of what they do. That's how they are able to apply pressure with a four-man rush is, you know, they can straight rush and guys work off of each other. But then guys work well together to get somebody else free or even be the guy that gets free. They pick and they drive to the quarterback and, you know, they make it difficult on you. So that'll be a huge factor in the game, our ability to protect those in passing downs and passing situations.
Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, the NFL's MVP. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.